Sorry, sorry. The next question, Chairperson, related to the measures adopted to increase health spending in accordance with the Abuja Declaration. Government is committed to increasing public health spending in line with the Abuja Declaration by allocating 50% of the national budget to health. Between 2021 and 2023, Malawi's health budget saw incremental increases, but faced challenges. In 2021-2022 budget, allocated was 243 billion kwacha, while in 2022-23 it rose to 328 billion kwacha, reflecting a 35% increase. Despite this growth, challenges still remain, as the funding still remains below the 78.7 US dollar target. For the 2023-24 budget, the allocation remained at 328 billion kwacha, with a per capita amount of 14 US dollars. In 2024-2025, the budget increased to 342 billion kwacha with a per capita allocation of 13 US dollars. So, Chairperson, efforts are being made, although we having challenges in that area. But government commitment remains to reach the 15% national budget allocation requirement. The next question, Chairperson, is what are the measures adopted to ensure access to sexual and reproductive health services for adolescents? Chairperson, the government of Malawi is dedicated to ensuring that adolescents, including those with disabilities, have access to comprehensive sexual reproductive health. This commitment is reflected in various policies, resource allocations, and strategies, and strategic initiatives designed to address the challenges. More so, there is a strategy to have youth-friendly and socially acceptable reproductive health service delivery systems. The primary strategy involves delivering these services through static health facilities, outreach programs, and alternative spaces such as youth clubs, particularly in hard-to-reach areas. Healthcare workers receive specialized training to offer youth-friendly services and regular mentorships and supportive supervision to ensure high-quality care. Chairperson, youth community-based distribution agents play a crucial role in distributing family planning modalities and conducting outreach clinics in rural areas. Facilities offering youth-friendly health services are designed to be inclusive, addressing the needs of adolescents and those with disabilities. Gender-based violence guidelines and sexual violence guidelines ensure a comprehensive approach to these services. Chairperson, efforts to extend these services to hard-to-reach areas include mobile health clinics and community-based distribution of family planning methods. Between 2021 and 2023, modern contraceptive use increased from 2.5 million to 2.6 million users, with the modern contraception prevalence rate rising from 48% to 48.6%. In 2022, 9 new centers were established, rehabilitated, and nearly 13,000 young people visited the mobile clinics. In 2023, safe spaces provided these services and counseling for survivors of sexual and gender-based violence, reaching 841,000 youth in various youth-friendly health services. Chair, if you allow me, I'll move to the next question, which was, what are the measures that have been adopted to ensure safe abortions and legal abortions and reduce stigma on abortions? Chairperson, the government of Malawi has taken steps to ensure safe and legal abortions as well as reduce the stigma surrounding them. While sections of the Penal Code criminalize abortion, generally Section 243 of the Penal Code permits abortion when a woman's life or health is at risk. In a 2021 High Court ruling, this was reinforced by requiring women to request abortion services from a doctor. So then who then assesses the risk to their life or health, including mental and physical well-being. Government acknowledges that over 100,000 women seek illegal abortions annually, and that about 17% of these women develop significant health complications leading to fatalities. To address this, the Ministry of Health developed post-abortion care guidelines to improve access to safe abortions and post-abortion care. The ministry has also focused on upgrading health facilities and training providers to ensure better service delivery. The Ministry of Health also works with civil society organizations in conducting awareness campaigns to educate women on how an abortion can be obtained within the law and to visit a hospital in cases where one has developed complications as a result of an improperly conducted abortion. Chairperson, I will now deal with the two more questions if you allow me, and then I will stop.
Yep.
Thank you for your understanding, Chairperson. The next question was, what are the measures that have been adopted to implement harm reduction programs and rehabilitation for drug users? Are CSOs involved? Does Malawi intend to decriminalize personal drug use? Chairperson, at the moment, government does not plan to decriminalize personal drug use. However, with regard to substance abuse among children, there is a paradigm shift in addressing drug abuse from purely criminal lens. To give effect to this paradigm shift, the government is in the process of developing a comprehensive national drug control program, national drug control policy. This policy will address multiple facets of drug abuse, including reducing demand, curbing supply, facilitating treatment, and implementing harm reduction strategies. Civil society organizations are being involved in the development of the strategy and its implementation. Finally, Chairperson, measures that have been adopted to ensure prisoners have access to basic needs. The government of Malawi, through the Malawi Prison Service, has adopted measures to improve prisoners' access to basic needs such as food, water, and special provisions for vulnerable groups. While most prisons provide one meal a day, typically consisting of the local food, legumes like in other prisons are providing special meals. Special diets are provided for groups such as those undergoing tuberculosis or antiretroviral therapy, pregnant women, children with imprisoned mothers, and malnutrition. The vulnerable groups, including women, receive additional provisions like sanitary pads, soap, and clothing. Chairperson, I believe I've answered all the questions. If there is any question that hasn't been answered, I would appreciate your guidance.